following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good evening and welcome to high school basketball. For the last 4 years, Childersburg, if anything, has let the air out of their basketball season, it's been the Midfield Patriots. They played at least three times a season and some four. And Childersburg has yet to get over the hump. Tonight, Midfield invades Childersburg, and the Patriots are looking to keep that slate as clean as they've ever had it. On the other hand, Coach Johnny Johnson and our Tigers look to make a difference and take a stepping stone into the area lead if they can get a win tonight. It's Midfield at Childersburg next on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you are in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamore, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Childersburg Sports Emporium here at Childersburg High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you as we get set for Midfield and Childersburg as the girls' game starts to wind down. KJ, for the last 4 years, as I mentioned this, this has been a thorn in the side of Coach Johnny Johnson and Gerald Wallace and all of these kids. Is it going to happen tonight? Can it happen tonight? But I'm going to tell you, we're a beat and battered basketball team right now.
Well, and if you didn't hear Dad's introduction to the game, think about how the last landscape of our matchups with midfield the last several times have went, the 12 straight games, whatever it is now that we've dropped to these guys, think if regular sports fan, think Aaron Rodgers owning the Chicago Bears, think Alabama losing to Auburn six times in a row in the early 2000s. That's been about what it's been like for this Childersburg basketball team with this midfield team. And tonight, though, is a chance to really take a step, as you kind of set it, in the right direction. The size advantage going to go to midfield. The player advantage probably going to go to midfield. We, as you just said, do have some injuries, but some new faces into the lineup because of those injuries. Some youth, don't know if they'll get a lot of action, but this team, the role player guys, had a really good last few games before the holiday break, especially that last one we called against Wadley. The shots were falling, it seems like, no matter who shot them.
And since we've been on the air, we didn't do the championship game because of inclement weather. There was a possibility of it, so we didn't go. But Childersburg actually beat Talladega again without two of our starters in Hezekiah Parker and Jacob Johnson to win that championship. But let's talk about this for a minute, and I know our audience would love to hear this. Why is Jacob Johnson out? Well, he had surgery yesterday morning on the ACL. He's done for the year. So we knew it. We knew the possibility of it coming, and it was confirmed this week. And, of course, I know he's home tonight and hopefully listening. He didn't get a lot of rest last night. But, KJ, in the last two games, a guy by the name we call Scoop, if there's a better jump shot in high school basketball than from Seneca Shealy, I want to know who has it.
And he's going to need to be locked in tonight. You mentioned Jacob Johnson. Really, the main hit for his production is on the defensive side of the ball. Don't know if there's a better on-ball defender that can guard all five positions than him. That's just being honest. No bias there. But, getting back to Seneca, he just absolutely took over the game last time out against Wadley. And sometimes you just hand the basketball to a guy and run some screens for him and say, hey, lead us there. And because of all of the attention and all of the shot making he gave you early, you saw guys like T.D. Smith, you saw guys like Devin Williams and Taurus Garrett get open looks because of the attention that Shealy is getting off screens. Who steps up to help his outside shooting should be a key tonight.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. And we'll have some more Atkinson Holmes keys to the game. And we're going to do that here in just a few moments. I'll tell you, Childersburg at 10-7, 2-0 in the area. This is the first game for midfield. They are 13-4 on the season. All four of their losses have come to higher classification ranked schools. So they bring a very good basketball team in here with Coach Courtney Jones, and we'll see them in display here in about 7.5 minutes. We'll step aside and take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. We'll be back. You are listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
If you suffer from a sore or wound that won't heal, it's time for you to take control. Coosa Valley Wound Care in Sylacauga is here to identify and tackle the problem with a treatment plan specifically tailored to your needs. The Wound Care Center is staffed with a professional team of specialists, all dedicated to healing. Talk to your physician or call 256-872-7777 for an assessment today. No referral needed.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
If you have scrap metal piling up, get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to Childersburg High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you, getting set for Midfield and Childersburg Round 1 in 2025. KJ, your Atkinson Holmes keys to the game.
Well, we touched on the outside shooting of Seneca Sheely, but something else that Childersburg really did well that, for the most part, that me and you noted last week on the offensive end was they passed the basketball. That had to be a season high in assists. A lot of made shots off of good high percentage passes, and they really ran the fast break game well, which helped with that. And defensively, we saw against Wadley at the Talladega Holiday Tournament, we saw Childersburg kind of fade into a straight man-to-man sticky defense, saw a little bit less zone, kind of made the athleticism of Wadley earn their looks, and most of their points came from the free throw line. So the objective passed against Wadley, and as you got to wonder, much better, bigger school basketball-wise that we're playing tonight in Midfield, but you got to wonder if that defensive mentality of just trying to make them uncomfortable and force them to take tough shots deep into the shot clock, that's got to be the emphasis, and to also crash the glass.
Yeah, they've got a rebound. Well, we'll step aside. That'll do it for the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. When we come back, KJ will have your State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll starting lineups. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
This is Childersburg High School basketball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. Now, color analyst KJ McCurley and the voice of Childersburg High School Athletics, David McCurley.
Thank you, sir, and welcome back to Childersburg High School. KJ has our Ron Carroll, State Farm Insurance Agency's starting lineup.
Yeah, for the visiting midfield Patriots, Armani Franklin. Keep your ears listening for him tonight. Big-time playmaking point guard leads this classification in assists. Aaron Adams Martin Jr. is another dynamic player. He really gave Childersburg a hard time both times last year. Jaden Sellers, Vincent Burrell, and Malachi Robinson to start, round out the starting five for midfield. And then for Childersburg, you have Seneca Sheely and Tay Ferriman in the backcourt. Again, no surprise there. Coach Johnson going with another change. Of course, we knew this was coming with no Jacob. Devin Williams gets the nod tonight at Ford, T.D. Smith, the other wingman, and Duke Fairman down there, man in the middle at center. He's going to be tasked with guarding Aaron Adams-Martin.
And we'll step aside 10 seconds for station identification, get our first quarter sponsor in, and we'll be back for tonight's opening tip.
KX 100.3 is WYEA, Sylacauga, Childersburg, and WSGN HD3, Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers. On the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. First quarter action is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. When an injury sidelines you, get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
And as we come back to Childersburg High School, of course, Ben Donahue, a graduate of Childersburg High School, and does such a great job down there at Donahue Physical Therapy, as the starters are being called out by our PA announcer Shaddix Murphy here at Childersburg. Kind of a Spartan crowd here, which really surprised me on a Friday night. I know it's still the holidays, school's not back in yet, but I figured there would be more people here for this matchup tonight.
Yeah, kind of disappointing, honestly, because this is a really big game for the outcome of this season. But well, if you didn't get to make it because of work purposes, we've got you covered.
Absolutely. And, of course, we are just about set to go. And Childersburg, as we mentioned, without Hezekiah Parker, without Jacob Johnson, they're going to have a time with this midfield team. But I'm going to tell you something, KJ. You're right about one thing. We played our best basketball in the last five or six games.
Yeah, really moving the basketball well. And I thought the man-to-man with the drop-down one center look in zone and four, when it was either a man-to-man or a lot of 4-1. And I thought that look really gave Wadley some difficulties. We'll see if another athletic assignment draws that same MO tonight.
Well, I'm wearing my baby blue, and I love the baby blue shoes that Childersburg's got on. They'll have the first possession. Here's Devin Williams at the top of the circle, gets it to Seneca Sheely. Of course, midfield in a sticky man-to-man defense. Here's T.D. Smith, right wing. He'll dribble around the left wing, give it off to Devin. And they are really face guarding Tay Fairman, really not even wanting to let him have the ball at all. He's being guarded by Jaden Sellers. Here's Tay with the basketball. He'll make a spin move in the lane, up and in. Nice move by Tay Fairman, and Childersburg draws first on the scoreboard.
Yeah, Tay is really quick and elusive, even if you box him in. Really creative with the basketball.
And he just stole it from Martin. He'll go down, but his shot was blocked from behind. They get it back, can't get the score. They get another chance. Seneca Sheely, his shot was blocked, and that's going to be a foul. There was three of them. And the final one is going to be called, and I believe that's going to be on number 21, their big man, Malachi Robinson. Now, let me tell you, your officials tonight, in my opinion, are three of the best in this region that we have of officials, Matt Caldwell, Steve Kelly, and Billy Paul Williams.
Yeah, absolutely. Veteran crew, as Seneca is nylon on the first. Yeah, it actually was him that stole the ball, and he drove in the first time, and the shot was blocked, but there was a clear foul with the body, and Seneca hit the floor hard. No whistle there, but he goes one of two on the one that was called.
3-0 Childersburg, 1 minute into the contest. Here's Robinson. He'll hand it off to Sellers. Sellers now to Martin. Martin will fire a long three off the back iron. No good. Should have been an over the back. We didn't get the call. And we're going to lose it out of bounds. But I'll tell you one thing. Robinson is going to play reckless abandon tonight. Their big man, he's already got one foul, and he should have had his second there.
Yeah, and credit Duke Ferriman. He had him boxed out and really should have garnered the call to give Childersburg the possession.
And they try to get it inside on the block to Vincent Burrell. Can't do it. Here is, let me tell you something, this cat right here, Armani Franklin, is as good as they come. He'll go down the lane, lose it out of bounds, but it was last touched by Childersburg. Let me tell you this, too. This is a senior-laden midfield team. We're going to get a foul on Childersburg on the inbounds pass, and that's going to go against Duke Fairman.
Yeah, fighting through Burrell down here at the bottom, and you're right. Childersburg has kind of shot themselves in the foot with some of the defensive mistakes so far. You have with Armani Franklin, you have to jump him. You can't give him a clear shot to the lane. You give him that 2-on-1, he's going to either take that floater or drop it off to his teammate for the assist. Really puts pressure on your defense.
He is really good. 2 of 2 from the free throw line for Vincent Burrell, and midfield draws to within one. Here comes Sheely. He's being guarded by Marnie Franklin. They'll get it in the corner to T.D. Smith. They'll back off of him. He'll shoot three. I think that one was partially blocked. It was an air ball. Here comes midfield with numbers. Layup missed by Burrell.
Great, great contest by the undersized Tay Fairman.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Here's Devin Williams to Seneca Sheely. He'll pull up free throw line. Good. That's where we've been needing, what we've been needing all year long, and he's starting to come around the last three games.
Man, I'm telling you, his form and his release is so hard with the way he shoots it to defend as Franklin tries to come back with a three.
Off the iron, no good. Robinson's got it now to Armani Franklin. Franklin gets around, but is poked away by Seneca Sheely. Sometimes that's going to be a foul when you wrap around the back. They didn't call it, but it will be. Midfield basketball, 5-2, 5:43 to go first quarter. Childersburg with a three-point lead. That should have been a travel, and they get down in the middle of the lane with Martin. He can't get it to go, and Burrell's going to be fouled. We've got to get on the boards or we're going to get hammered. And that's going to be on Devontae Fairman, and that's the second team foul on Childersburg. A foul on each Fairman.
You're right with the defense. I mean, we did everything right on that possession. Just didn't box out.
Nope. And Vincent Burrell cannot hit a free throw. And with 5:35 to go first quarter, still 5-2, Childersburg with a three-point advantage. His second free throw rattles in, and they cut it to a bucket. They'll get into that full-court press, and Childersburg finally gets it in to Tay Fairman. He's being bodied up pretty well by Franklin. Gets it to Sheely. Now back to Fairman in the corner. Right corner to get working against Armani Franklin. Gets in the middle of the lane and throws it away. He was looking for Devin Williams. Devin zigged when Tay thought he was going to zag. I'm going to say this about Devin. I noticed Devin's got some white tape over his ears. I'm wondering if he's been having some maybe flu symptoms type problem. I can tell you one thing. He's got the hardest job in the building tonight covering Armani Franklin. He's on him now. Ball goes in the corner. Robinson. Yeah, that's good defense by
T.D. Smith.
Yep, and here comes Tay Fairman to Seneca Sheely. Baseline, he's in trouble, and they're going to get a jump ball, and that's going to be midfield basketball. You can't dribble into bad situations. And I'm going to tell you, we talked about all the times we haven't beaten them. Let's give a little bit of credit where credit's due. That's a very good coach down there in Courtney Jones. And this is a good basketball program. They know when to trap. They know when to do things.
Yeah, that was a good executed trap. And Sheely with a pocket pick.
He's going to go down again. That one's blocked again. But Duke Fairman, that should have been a foul. Sheely's hit the floor hard twice, but Duke Fairman was following the play and laid it in. 7-3, Childersburg. Here's Martin. Good block by Fairman. Then they're going to call a blocking foul, and that should have been a jump ball.
How can it be a block?
Wow. That's going to be two fouls on Duke Fairman, and he's going to have to come out of the game in replacement of Tay Truss. Now, you may not lose a whole lot with Tay Truss coming on the floor.
No, but it's the concept. I mean, Duke Fairman went straight up, and it was Martin that just jumped into him,
yeah,
and garnered the foul call. Absolutely nothing more Duke Fairman could have done. I thought that was a really good opening 3.5 minutes for him, holding down the paint against a much bigger team. Didn't finish off some of the possessions with a rebound, but he is playing very good defense, and I thought that should have been a no call.
Aaron Martin shows you why he's really good. 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and Childersburg will get it across the timeline with Tay Fairman. 7-5. Tigers with a 2-point advantage. Fairman, nice behind the back, but he just tried to get a little too much and lost the basketball. Here's Armani Franklin in the front court. Their fast break, no good by Martin. He thought he was fouled. Childersburg with a good rebound. Here comes the Tigers back down the floor again. Fairman beats his man Martin, goes up and over the big man and lays it in.
That's a professional guard move right there. Get past your point guard matchup, get to that rim, right-handed floater high off glass. Can't do it any better.
Long three-pointer missing badly by midfield. They get their offensive rebound, and it is blocked. The shot by Davion Wilson, no good. Childersburg down the other end. Should have been a foul. No call there. Here comes Robinson quickly down the floor. Finds Martin. He'll get an open three off the front iron. No good. Rebound Seneca Sheely, and I think Childersburg will slow his pace down a little bit.
Midfield's playing in the Childersburg's hands with that. They're, yep, they're 2-3 happy. You've got to use your size against Childersburg if you're midfield, but Childersburg is baiting them into those looks. The man-to-man defense is doing just what it did to Wadley. They're tiring them out so much, they have to shoot the first thing that's open.
Here's Seneca Sheely trying to get a screen. He will. Long shot off the front iron. No good. Fought for the rebound. Devin Williams had it and threw it away. Here comes midfield, and they kick it away. Sloppy basketball in the last 30 seconds, but Devontae Fairman has it for our Tigers.
Competitive basketball.
That one knocked away on a jump shot. That was a good play by Wilson. Martin's going to go all the way down. Can't get it to go, but they get the put back on a nice job of running the floor by, there's a player we don't have a name for. I believe that may be Deshaun Morris or Moore. Another no call on a foul. Players all over the floor. And with 2:20 to go in the first quarter, Childersburg clinging to a 2-point lead. Here's Donovan Wilson. He'll give it off to Martin. Now to Moore. Back to Wilson, and they'll find Armani Franklin for a long three sooner or later. You know, if you give him a decent look, he's going to make you pay.
Yeah, even with 3-4 feet behind, you've still got to extend the closeout on him and try to make him drive the lane, because he doesn't need a whole lot of space.
His first points are a long-distance one, and it gives midfield their first lead of the game at 10-9. Tay Fairman now gets the screen, working against the big man Robinson. And he'll try an off-balance shot. How did he get that to go?
It was the hesitation on the lean forward. That is a Dwayne Wade, Kobe Bryant move. Lean forward, get the defender off balance, use your length on the fadeaway. Just over the big man. That was beautiful.
Armani Franklin gets in the middle of the lane. He's starting to heat up a little bit as he puts one in and gives midfield back a 1-point lead. Childersburg will get it inbounds, and midfield will relinquish that pressure just a little bit, and now the Patriots with a 1-point lead with 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Here's Tay Fairman getting in the lane, working against Franklin. He got bumped, no call, but Tay Truss was there to corral the basketball. Under a minute to go first quarter now. Childersburg trails by one.
A lot of ticky-tacky fouls called and a lot of massacres not called.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, too. Childersburg already playing eight guys now, and midfield not. They've only played six.
Mm-hmm.
That could spell dividends later in this game if we can keep it close. And Devontae Fairman, if there's anybody that can one-on-one hang with him, And they're going to call that on Armani Franklin. Armani Franklin's one of the best guards in this state. I don't care. You can say what you want. I know they're midfield, but.
And he's struggling to laterally cover Devontae Fair.
Yes. That ought to tell you something. We'll get it in to Tay Truss. He needs to drive that man down. He's got one foul already. He does. That shot was partially blocked. And here comes Robinson out of there with it. He wants to run, stutter step, and he's going to miss the layup. It should have been a foul. They're going to call a jump ball. Childersburg will get possession, but
it should have been an over the back.
Yes.
Either way, Childersburg's basketball. Brandon Calhoun into the game. By the way, his mother works at Brindley's daycare over here at Grana's, and had a chance to talk to her today. Really nice lady. Spoke highly of Brandon. Makes you realize why he's as respectful as he is.
Yes, Brandon, very good kid, and in the game for Childersburg now. Tay Fairman with a not so good wild shot, and midfield's on the run again. Armani can't get it to go. They'll tip it at the buzzer. No good. They'll say that shot did not get off before the buzzer. We're at the end of one quarter of play, 12-11. Midfield in the lead. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Connection. Stay connected with the Chamber Community Calendar. Submit your events and be part of the Chamber Community Events Calendar. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla Hawaiiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Discover adventure and team building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the Lion and Phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
Well, we open up the second quarter, KJ, and Armani Franklin starting to make his presence felt. What a move he just made to get a bucket and give midfield their biggest lead at three.
Yeah, hesitation and then the bank shot afterwards. He's really good, and that's got to be a foul, man. He's knocking into the floor. Sheely fouled again by his matchup, and guarding him is Aaron Martin, by the way.
Yeah, there's a air ball by Armani Franklin there, and there's going to be, oh my goodness. They're going to call that basketball was on the floor, and they're going to call a holding foul on the floor on Brandon Calhoun. I didn't see that, but
yeah, I was watching the play. That never happened, and they missed a horribly bad push off by Vincent Burrell to even get that rebound. But
that one's stolen away by Devontae Fairman. Here he goes. He's going to go down the lane, and that's another block. That is at least five blocks in this first half for midfield, and it goes off of Childersburg. I'm telling you, 21, Malachi Robinson, KJ, he's just hanging around that rim.
Yeah, he's a big, long, lanky, athletic guy. 6'5", as you said, really can bother some people, and midfield starting to get the jumpers to go as Aaron Martin connects on a three.
And a near steal, 17-11. I think if it gets any worse here with 6:40 to go in the half, you'll see Johnny Johnson call the timeout and rally his troops.
Yeah, but no time to push the panic button if you're Childersburg. You came back from 18 down to beat Comer.
Look at Tay Fairman. He's kind of taken over this game offensively for Childersburg, and that was a tough shot off the glass and a big shot, a much-needed one for our Tigers, 17-13. Midfield in the lead. Here's Armani Franklin, left wing. He'll give it off to Wilson. Wilson backs it out, gives it to Martin. Another long three. This one off the iron. Good rebound by Tay Truss. And Childersburg will come down and with 6:05 to go until halftime, look to close the gap from four. Fairman will get a screen. He'll pull up. Free throw line, no good, and the long rebound to Malachi Robinson. He's going to the bucket. You can bet on it. He does, and beats his man, Tay Fairman. They get another rebound with, my goodness, we can't get one, and finally do. They miss another shot with Vincent Burrell. We got to get on the boards.
And the coaching staff not happy with all the point-blank finishes that the starters are missing at the rim. But as you said, we've got to get some rebounding position in a hurry.
Here's the man we really need to get offensively into the game, T.D. Smith. Seneca Sheely working against Armani Franklin. That is one of the best matchups you're going to see all year. Truss. He's got it. Top of the key. Looking. Not in any kind of hurry. Now he'll give it off to Seneca Sheely. Working against Aaron Martin. He's working around the right side. They can't get it in to Truss, even though he's got an advantage on Franklin. Now, here's Brandon Calhoun. Let's back this thing out with Tay Fairman and run another set. Here we go. Fairman's got the biggest guy on him now. I guarantee you he won't stay with him. There's an open look for TD. Bang!
And I saw that play waiting to happen. TD had kind of been cheating up on the corner. They finally find him for a good three.
And quickly, the Patriots get the ball down the floor, and Burrell had a layup. It was blocked by Tay Truss, but they're going to get him on a foul. So Burrell will go to the free throw line where he's been kind of bad so far with midfield and a one-point lead. That was a big three-pointer by T.D. Smith.
Yeah, absolutely great pass by Tay Fairman. He had his eye on it, and each time that T.D. kind of tried to sneak in, the backside help was kind of sneaking up to guard it, and finally there was enough space, and T.D. really nailed it. We needed that bad, as you said. Low-scoring game, 4.5 to go, just 34 total points so far, 18-16. Athletic start for both teams defensively, and some good battles going on outside and inside.
One of two for Vincent Burrell. He hit the first. Midfield with a two-point lead. Well, you can just about bet that these two teams are going to play great defense. I mean, that's what they're both known for. That was another zig and zag. Devin Williams went inside, and Tay Fairman said, "That's my fault. I threw it away." So a turnover. That's one thing we haven't had a lot of yet from either team. Just a couple here or there. Here's Armani Franklin. He'll give it off to Moore. In the corner it goes to Martin. Back out top to Moore. Now right wing it goes Franklin. He'll get it to Sellers. Franklin top of the key working against Brandon Calhoun. And Armani wants to go the goal. Pulls up from the free throw line. Got away with a push in and out. Rebound to Devin Williams. And here comes Tay Fairman. They're going to try to double team him. And I'm telling you right now, there's nobody on this floor that can stay with 11.
Nope.
Now, he's not the best shooter in the world, KJ, but getting to the rack, he can get there.
Yeah, and can still beat double teams. I mean, you look at the midfield guards that are matched up against him. They're just panting, exhausted. He's not even sweating. And then for the football conditioning for Tay Fairman, he's always in the gym, always working out. It shows out here, man. He just doesn't really get tired or out of sorts.
And I don't know what the indication was. Matt Caldwell, one of our officials, said something to somebody, nothing derogatory, somebody in the stands. I don't know if they used a flash or something, but he instructed them to stop whatever they were doing. Behind the Childersburg goal. Here is, man, that's a pushing foul on Franklin that doesn't get called.
Make a whistle, dude. Wow.
Johnny Johnson is livid right now. You don't see much. Fairman gets away with a little push off, but got a good look. Couldn't get it from the baseline. 3:15 to go in the half. Midfield by two. That's going to be a traveling call on Sellers. And he looks to the official and asks what he did. No doubt about it. Yeah, he slid both of them.
You shuffled both at once. You can shuffle one, but you can't shuffle two.
Here we go with 3:12 to go in the first half. As KJ said, it's a defensive battle. but it's a good one. Two-point midfield lead. Here's Fairman. He'll give it, and Seneca just absolutely dribbled it off his foot, went to get it. Midfield's going to have it. Martin's got it, and they'll get a layup. That's good ball movement by the Patriots. They know what they're doing. We got to quit turning the ball over.
Yeah, no doubt. Just help them out. Come on now, guys. Got to get it.
And Johnny Johnson's going to help them out in the backcourt and call a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. 20-16, midfield in the lead. 2:39 to go in the half. We'll be back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
2:39 to go until intermission. Has been a good one, a defensive struggle, but 20-16, midfield in the lead. Here comes Tay Fairman. My goodness, I'm telling you, he has been beat to the pulp. They finally get a whistle. This one's going to go against Jaden Sellers.
He and Sheely both. It's hand checks, bumps, legs. I mean, the guards have really been physical with us, and it's not really been called.
We get it inbounds. Devin Williams trying to make a drive, and he's going to be fouled. And finally, they're going to call that foul on Joshon Moore. And Coach Courtney Jones not happy with that foul call at all. And into the game's going to return Malachi Robinson. I tell you what, and I will say this, you know, these two coaches talk a lot. They're friends, even, and that's going to be, I'm not sure what.
Warning on the coach of midfield is our call.
You usually don't see warnings. You usually see technical fouls.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Some grace given by official Caldwell, and now something being said again to the gentleman sitting behind the baseline, and he has really been saying some things multiple times tonight, and they gave him a warning earlier, and are they going to give him a technical now? Oh, no, they're asking a principal to come.
The assistant principal. The assistant principal here, Mr. Bam, he's going to probably ask this guy to either hush or he will be assisted out of the gymnasium. And I'll tell you one thing, there's also somebody here by the name, our good buddy Kenny, our cop, Thunderbird, that will gladly assist somebody. Now they're going to get a holding foul on midfield, and I'm going to tell you, Courtney Jones is close here.
Yeah.
He's close.
And they're lucky with the heckling fan between him and Courtney Jones that they've not had a technical so far. You cannot bump with your body on the way down like they're doing. It's going to get called sooner or later.
Devin Williams with a runner, and it goes airborne. That's going to be a foul on Brandon Calhoun, and that's a good call. But I'm telling you, this gym is unlike any other. It's the best gym in the state in high school, in my opinion, where fans can sit underneath the goal. And the official hears everything, and they're not supposed to get it, but obviously something was said in derogatory fashion. And there's an offensive foul on Malachi Robinson. Who took that? Was that Tay Truss?
Tay Truss. And
wow.
It was really bad. Not sure why Robinson even still tried to go up and shoot that, because Truss was just there waiting on him. Really, really good play recognition from Tay Truss there. Way to stand in and take that.
Devin Williams will get a rest. Back into the game for Childersburg is going to be T.D. Smith. I was making a point a few moments ago that these coaches talk, KJ, and Coach Courtney Jones, as Tay's getting bumped all down the floor. We give it to Tay Truss for a three. The big man stepped out and hit one from where the big dock boats dock. And it's a one-point midfield lead with 1:35 to go first half. And Coach Jones of Midville is livid with one of his players. I don't know who it is. And there's a double dribble on Amarni Franklin, and that was caused by Brandon Calhoun.
Brandon Calhoun, and it was first called by T.D. Smith with great on-ball defense, kind of made Amarni Franklin hesitate a little bit, but it's that same bumping that they've been doing down there that most of the time's not getting called. Well, here, return favor, you can't get upset. That time they don't make the call, and double dribble.
T.D. Smith will get the inbounds from Brandon Calhoun. Here comes Tay Fairman, who has not sit a minute in this game. Pulls up from just inside to three and gives Childersburg the lead, 21-20. And now Amarni Franklin trying to return the favor. He'll go down the lane. That's going to be a foul, I think, on Tay. Yep, they got him from behind. I was going to finish my point here about when these two coaches talk and everything. Courtney Jones is told Johnny, he said, if Hezekiah Parker is playing, we have no answer for him. But can you imagine if Hezekiah and Jacob were both playing here, this would be a different outlook. But our Tigers are playing well.
Yeah, 21-20 the score. Childersburg up one just over a minute, and they are just down low. The bigs are just getting frustrated. They're pushing off every time. Another one not called but missed shot.
Wow, what a rebound by Tay Truss off the miss of Aaron Martin. Oh, and we got they should stop the game. And they finally see that the big clock is now reset. It should be 21-20 Childersburg with 50 seconds to go in the half. And that's what's on both of the – and now it's back on right at the head clock up above our heads. So here we go. Childersburg with a one-point lead. Under 50 seconds to go in the half now, and they have the basketball.
Well, they milk it and get one good look.
I don't know that you try to hold it that long against midfield. They just play such good defense, and there's a five-second count. There's a five-second count against Seneca Shealy, and Jarrell Wallace is all over him. We tend to go in a shell when Devontae Fairman is not in the game, and he's getting a breather. Here's Amarni Franklin, who's also played the whole first half. He loses it, throws it back in, and they save it. And then he gets an open look, doesn't take it from three, drives baseline, pull back, step up, shot, no good.
Great defense by Brandon Calhoun.
Yes. I'm going to tell you what, these Childersburg Tigers know how to play good man-to-man defense, and that is a staple of our coaching
nice
staff.
Nice pass.
And Shealy can't get to it again. Brandon Calhoun,
where's the whistle?
Oh, my goodness. And finally, they're going to get a foul on T.D. Smith. Two of our guys hit the floor on shots that were absolutely mugged, and we can't get a foul call.
That is absolutely ridiculous that all of that happened. You don't blow the whistle, and then somebody gets bumped going down the floor, and you don't even think twice. That's terrible officiating, and I'll leave it there.
1/10 of a second on the clock, and it will put – I think that's going to be Vincent at the line, and he hits the first to tie the game at 21. Well, I'll tell you what, crowd has started to trickle in here a little better crowd than what we first started, but you better buckle into these seats, whoever you are, because we got a war going on. And they will have a one-point lead as Wilson hits both free throws. 22-21. Childersburg trails midfield by 1 point. And we will step aside and come back with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. When we come back, you're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments has been protecting families in the Coosa Valley since 1980. From insurance to annuities and 401k rollovers, call Ricky Deason at 256-245-6370.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow!
Great, now we have a cow in our kitchen.
Why did you say that? Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Well, it's been an interesting first half. Low scoring, some great defense, don't get me wrong, but a lot of whistles that probably should have been called, maybe on both teams, but especially on the team from up the road. But Midfield leads 22-21. KJ, your thoughts about the first half?
I thought we played against five really athletic players from midfield in the game at all times. And we also played against a different team in black and white pinstripes. But that part of it aside, I thought that Childersburg's defense was locked in from the tip-off. Position doesn't matter. Point guard to center, they're getting the job done. Doesn't matter the size disadvantage. Doesn't matter who it is. They're playing good basketball, and offensively, I really don't think it's been bad basketball. I think we've ran some good sets for the most part. I think we've taken a few questionable shots trying to force the issue, but for the most part, we've gotten either A, good looks at the rim that we missed that should have had foul calls called on them, or B, we moved the ball well and hit a jump shot in the possession. I thought that the offense, with the foul discrepancy and the athleticism from midfield considering, not very bad. I think they're good. This is a basketball game that Childersburg is just going to have to look at their bigs and say, this game comes down to you and the guards winning the boards, because that's the one area that's not been good for Childersburg. The shots are going to fall. I know we only have 21 points, but a lot of good looks, a lot of fouls that should have been called, as you said, and some missed free throws to contribute to that. They just need to continue to play composed basketball on both ends. They're going to be fine.
22-21, Midfield in front of Childersburg by one. We'll step aside and come back. We'll have third quarter action for you in a few minutes. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. First, a station identification here on Kicks 100.3.
Kicks 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers. on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Rudd's Laundromat in Sylacauga can handle all of your laundry needs. Washing, drying, and folding available. Open 7 days a week from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com. Are you or someone elderly you know needing a little extra help? Consider Spring Terrace Assisted Living, where every day is a new beginning. Imagine living rooms warmed by fireplaces, porches that stretch like the days of summer, and gardens that bloom with possibilities. Indulge in restaurant-style dining, spruce up at our on-site salon, and tailor your daily fun with crafts and activities. Isn't it time you embraced your golden years with the care you deserve? Call 256-245-6611 to schedule a tour. Spring Terrace Assisted Living. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Welcome back to Childersburg High School, 22-21, as Midfield leads our Childersburg Tigers. We'll step aside one more time, come back with third quarter action here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
It's Michael Brannon here from Radio Alabama. You know, we do the best of the Coosa Valley Awards every year, and consistently Toyota of Sylacauga has won the best place to buy a new car for several years running, and also the best car salesperson with Alice Ricks. So there's a reason why that they are voted the best every year. Find out for yourself. Head over to Toyota of Sylacauga on Highway 280 and see what it's all about. And check out their inventory online anytime at toyotaofsylacauga.com. They're worth the drive, and they'll prove it.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. Are you ready to take your career to the next level? INEOS USA in Childersburg produced over 24 billion gallons of oil lubricants last year, and we're just getting started. As a leader in the industry, we offer not only great wages, but also competitive benefits, including healthcare, retirement, and paid time off. Don't miss this opportunity. Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or the Talladega Career Center today and step into a future powered by innovation and success with INEOS USA.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Welcome back to Childersburg, and there's about a minute and a half, just a second ago, coming back to this third quarter, and Midfield was just coming out of the locker room. I think Coach Courtney Jones had a long discussion with his team. KJ, whether they played well or whether they didn't, they were physical. But I think we were a little more physical with them, especially on the defensive end. They had to struggle to get good shots against us.
I was just going to say that I just got done texting Mom the same thing, is that Childersburg has flat out made Midfield uncomfortable in every facet of their offensive game. They're cutting off double dribble. They're cutting off drives. They're making guys shoot over double teams. They're making guys take fadeaways. Even the layups, there have been hands and faces. And it hasn't mattered about the size discrepancy. It hasn't mattered the position. The Childersburg Tigers on defense have just made midfield uncomfortable. And I talked about it in the pregame, that man-to-man defense, scratching the 2-3 zone and just saying that I've got five guys that are just as athletic as yours that can make you work. They may not be as talented, but they can make you work. And don't matter who's been on the floor, they've made midfield work.
You know, and when they got up 7 points on us in the second quarter there, KJ, I thought, oh, no, here we go again. Give our Tigers a lot of credit. This is as close as we've been to beating midfield in 2 years now.
Yeah, this is such a big deal. If you're just joining us, it's a one-point game. You really need to be here or be listening. Should be a good one down the stretch.
Fairman almost threw it away thanks to T.D. Smith. He went and got it. T.D., and you'll see midfield now extend that man-to-man defense. T.D. Smith being guarded by Vincent Burrell. Here's Fairman now, guarded by Sellers. Sellers, I don't think there's any way he stays. They're clearing out for and there it is, and that's going to be a foul. There's no way he cannot play. Tay Fairman. Fairman's going to go to the line. Now, here's what you got to do, son. You've got to hit these free throws now.
Yeah, and this is the discrepancy that I'm sure Coach Courtney Jones has with defending this Childersburg Tigers backcourt. Okay, Tay may not be as good of a shooter as Sheely, but he's extremely fast. So if I leave a not fast player on him, which Franklin may not be as fast as his current assignment in Riddle, he may not be as fast, but if I leave that guy on him, he's going to get to his shot, Seneca Sheely is. So it leaves Tay Fairman with a green light against the weaker defender of midfield.
Hey, one of two, but how about that call right there? Give it to Devin Williams, who fought Aaron Martin for that rebound. It goes out of bounds off Martin. Schilsberger get another possession. And there's another bump, and it was stolen away by Sellers, and he should have been called for a foul to begin with. He misses the layup, and they get the rebound back with Malachi Robinson, who puts it home, and it's a two-point midfield lead.
Not sure how you cannot call that foul.
And that's a turnover in the backcourt on Tay, and they're going to get it. They lose it out of bounds, does midfield. Whose ball? It will be Childersburg ball. You know, sometimes Tay can get a little too fancy for his own doing. And here goes Childersburg now. Tay Fairman's got the basketball. They'll be looking at traps. They get it to Devin Williams. Williams now to TD. He's got to take that shot. He gets inside, can't get it. Back to TD from about 8 feet, no good. That was good defense by the Patriots. Here comes Armani Franklin with it. He palmed the basketball, no call. It was borderline, and here's a good steal almost by Williams, and they get it inside to that's going to be Sellers. Sellers can't get it to guard Burrell, and it goes out of bounds off of Childersburg with 6:11 to go third quarter.
And midfield's getting a few lucky bounces on some rebounds, but still, Childersburg's bigs are frustrating the bigs of midfield. They cannot get anything of any value at the rim.
Childersburg starting five back on the floor. Here's Martin. Gives it back to Franklin. Should have got away with a – he did get away with a travel. He'll work against Scoop. Scoop coming out to meet him now at almost the timeline. Left wing. Franklin pushes off a little bit, and they'll get it back. Sellers will try a long three, and it's good. Nobody went out to him, backed off of him. He made us pay, and they're up by five now with 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Scoop should have, might have shot that three.
It was going to be off a tough step back, though. Pass up a decent look to get a better one like that one.
Fairman from three. It's good. Tay Fairman stepped back, challenged, and he drained it. 27-25. Midfield in the lead. They'll go down the lane. Martin, no good. Franklin gets the rebound. He'll go inside, and he's going to be fouled. And Childersburg is going to get Duke Fairman with his third foul. That's going to be three on him, and I think he was just about to come out of the game.
He was, and that's why he's so upset, and this coaching staff is a little frustrated too, because on this last offensive possession, there was a tangle-up between Duke Fairman and Vincent Burrell, and you may have heard a collision and hitting the floor. Burrell actually tossed Duke Fairman after the play. When Duke Fairman was trying to put his hands up, Burrell kept doing this and shoved him to the floor, and Duke Fairman was fired up, to say the least, and just unfortunate to get another foul call right there.
Armani Franklin, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, and he gives Midfield a 4-point lead. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Fairman has it tipped out of bounds by Malachi Robinson. And I'll tell you this, if they ever beat that trap with a bounce pass, you're going to get some open looks from Scoop and from T.D. Smith.
Here's, and see what they're doing. They're taking Robinson out to stop ball to have the length bother him. That leaves the middle wide open.
Fairman couldn't get the shot to go around Armani Franklin, and look at Tate Truss. Gets the rebound and puts it back home, 29-27.
And like I said, with Robinson out defending perimeter, there's no anchor at the rim. You can get those follow-up chances. They're going to be there if they keep doing that and putting Robinson on perimeter.
Midfield now to Martin. Good trap by Seneca Shealy. They'll double team. Now they'll get it out. Sellers had an open look, and Shealy comes out to get him. Here's Sellers driving free throw line. Give it back to Robinson. He'll give it up to Martin. Martin double team. Now good defense by the Tigers. They'll give it to Robinson, and he'll lose it out of bounds. That's a good defensive set by the guys in white.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And Tate Russ let Robinson catch the basketball, gave him room to make a dribble move with it. If Robinson goes up with that floater, that doesn't happen. He tries to make a crossover move when it didn't have to be, dribbles off of his foot. They make you make mistakes because that pressure frustrates you. In your mind, you're saying, okay, I got to get a shot, got to get a shot. And without even realizing it, you have a terrible possession.
Shealy. Almost, and he did lose it. He should have been called for an offensive charge. Here's Sellers going down. His shot blocked by Childersburg. It'll go out of bounds off of a Tiger with 3:43 to go, third quarter. 2-point midfield lead. They'll have the basketball up underneath their own goal. Moore has checked into the game for the Patriots. Here's Sellers working against T.D. Smith. There's a mismatch somewhere now. Here's Moore. They find a wide open long three-pointer by Aaron Martin. Is no good, air ball. And it was almost saved inbounds by Robinson, but it'll be Chillsburg basketball.
And they're just out of sorts. They finally get an open look with their second-best player and just an air ball. And the athleticism and the trapping wears on you throughout the game, and your lift gets decimated.
Here comes Tay Fairman. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Childersburg trails by 2. Behind the back dribble, he's working against Sellers. That's going to be another blocking foul. I'm telling you.
He can't check him.
One-on-one, there's nobody in this building that can check number 11, and he's getting to the goal. And another thing it's doing too, KJ, is starting to get midfield in a little foul trouble.
Yep, just about to say that. The foul difficulty is starting to mount up for midfield in the front court and the back court.
Brandon Calhoun gives T.D. Smith a break. Here's Tay Fairman rolling around, gets a screen. He's going to go the goal, puts it up. Shot was blocked. That's good defense by Robinson right there. And here come the Patriots with a 2-point lead and the basketball. 2:55 to go. And that's a good no call as he went right around Tay Truss. Tay was not in position, tried to take a charge. And that's a good no call. And that's got to be a foul. Come on, you beating, you banging, you tripping. And Seneca Shealy hits the floor. And that foul's on midfield. Patriots with a 4-point lead. Go ahead, son.
Been a lot of fouls this quarter on midfield. We got to be close to the bonus.
And they're not putting them up on the board tonight for whatever reason. I think that when it went out power-wise, it must have done something. But here we go.
Need a bucket here.
Yeah, down by 4. Truss gives it to Seneca Shealy. He's going to go down, put it up, and no good. And Robinson with a rebound. Here comes Martin with it. Corner. It goes to Moore. Oh, and that's got to be a traveling call, yeah. And it is. And Robinson knew it. Tell you one thing, this is a senior-laden midfield team, and tonight, KJ, you said it best. We've just frustrated them.
Yep, they're frustrated, they're bothered, they're uncomfortable. They can't get anything they want offensively, and we got to get the ball up the court, and I think Coach Johnson calls a timeout.
He saw the trouble we were in and gets a timeout call. We'll take one with him. Midfield by 4, 2:07 to go third quarter. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
KJ and I were just discussing in the timeout there, no Taurus Garrett tonight. I'm assuming he's sick, KJ, because he's not even dressed out on the bench. We've got some young guys I've got to get names for, too. They're probably not going to make it in this contest, but we've got a very good junior high and B-team basketball. This program's in good shape. And Tay Fairman has set 30 seconds in this game, and he looks like he's not even breathing hard. And he almost turned it over, but he got it around Donovan Wilson. Wilson can't guard him. Tay gets down. That should have been a foul, and should be another foul. Littlest man on the floor is going to the hole, and when he doesn't get the shot, KJ, he's getting his own rebound.
Yeah, he's not looking around complaining about foul calls. He's not doing anything.
Plays.
And I'm not sure how we're not shooting free throws.
Well, that was on the floor, and it's got to be close. And Chillsburg threw it away. We turn it over on the inbounds. Here's Moore, and then we're going to get a call. There's going to be no bucket there, even though it went in. It's fouls on Devin Williams. It's team's second foul, and I'll find out how many they have. They've got to have at least four, because on the fifth one, we're going to be shooting free throws. T.D. Smith about to check back in, and he will.
Malachi Robinson from midfield just checked out of the game. So if you're looking at it from a perspective of if there's a time to try to even out the scoreboard at the end of the quarter, it's now. Robinson spelled momentarily for Jashawn Moore.
Yeah. Moore's back in there now. They'll get it to Martin, who just drove it right down on Seneca Sheely and put it in the hole. That's where their physical part is really deceptive. They're a finesse basketball team, but they're also very physical, and we're having trouble with this 2-2-1 full court press that they're ensuing on us right now. And it's up to a 6-point lead. This is a dangerous last minute and 29 for us in the third quarter.
Yeah, we can either stay with them, make a run to possibly get ahead, or it can go from bad to worse as a turnover there and a missed layup, and that's an over the back.
And Childersburg finally gets a rebound with Brandon Calhoun, and they're pressing us on a missed shot. And it'll go out of bounds, and we've got to get some people to the middle of the floor.
And that's what the coaching staff is telling T.D. Smith. That's right. He was all the way back here. You can't do that against the press. Everybody's got to be at least at the timeline at half court. You got to help them out.
We're even having trouble getting the ball in. TD will get it. They'll trap him. He'll bring it on now, give it to Devonte Fairman. Here comes Tay. Down by 6, 1:04 to go. Tay quickly in the lane. His shot no good. And that's going to be midfield basketball. Tay got smacked across the mouth there. It's not going to faze him, I can assure you that. Now midfield looks to kind of take control of this thing really for the first time, under a minute to go. And here's Donovan Wilson with the basketball. being checked by Tay Fairman. Now Aaron Martin, and give it to Armani Franklin. He'll pull up from about 8 feet. No good. And he just pulled Tay Truss to the ground. No call, but Chillsburg's got the rebound. Seneca had it taken away by Wilson. He'll go down to lay it in. That's a bad pass by Tay Fairman because it put Seneca Sheely in a bad spot. And that was a short five-second count, but it's going to be a turnover on Childersburg. And now midfield up by eight with 19 seconds to go. Biggest lead of the game for either team. 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. We got to have a stop here. They'll get it in. Here's Moore driving, and he's going to step on the baseline. And I'm telling you now, their coaching staff has not been happy tonight. You got to be happy with your defense, but offensively, they've not looked in sync all night long. Here's Seneca Sheely trying to get it. He gets it to TD, who can't get an open look.
Plenty of time. Get a shot off.
Still 5 seconds in the quarter. Seneca got bumped, no call. And that one will end the quarter. 35-27 midfield out in front of our Childersburg Tigers. We'll step aside and take a timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Worried about pests invading your space? Protect your home or business with the experts at Alabama Termite and Pest Control. For over 4 years, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley. From rodents to termites, bugs to wasps to hornets, we've got you covered. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services customized to fit your needs. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control.
Welcome back to Childersburg High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. Midfield trying to push it out, KJ. They own an 8-point lead, and they have the basketball to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's this is getting to be a danger time for Childersburg if they keep on letting too many more open looks and not getting points on the other end. They've got to do a good job of staying attached to shooters right here. Midfield's probably going to try to kill clock and get some easy ones. Got to be ready.
Chillsburg playing a zone. Here's Armani Franklin, 2-3 zone by the Tigers. And I'll tell you right now, Courtney Jones, he'd just as soon win this game 35-27. He knows what it means to get out of here with a win. But Armani Franklin with a long three right in front of his coach. And that is a dagger to the heart of the Tigers. Now an 11-point lead, biggest of the game. TD bringing it down the court. He can do that, and he does it against Donovan Wilson. He'll go by him. He's got to go to the goal. And my goodness, there's got to be a foul somewhere.
And midfield's jumping up and down to their upset. I'm not sure how you can think that's a foul on Childersburg. He was dragging T.D. Smith down all the way to the basket. That's not good defense. You play defense with your feet and not your hands. That doesn't happen.
Seneca Sheely out of the game. Replacing him is going to be Brandon Calhoun. They get it inside. Tatrus, go to work, big man. He bodies, and that's going to be an offensive foul. That's kind of a good call. He put the shoulder into Malachi Robinson, but if you're going to call that.
Call the over the back instead of the
yes, I was going to say the same thing. 11-point lead for midfield. 7 minutes to go in the game. Here's Armani Franklin working against TD. Top of the key. He'll give it left side. Here's Wilson now. Back to Aaron Martin, who's been kind of quiet tonight for the Patriots. Push off by Armani Franklin. They get it underneath, and Robinson can't handle it. And I'm telling you, they're not calling the push-offs.
And Coach Johnson just said something to our official about that, and the official just kind of smiled.
I think it's coming. I really do. Here's Tay Fairman with the basketball. Down by 11 with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. We got to start putting the ball in the bucket. And we'll get it to TD for a long three. No good. Backside rebound to Aaron Martin. Here comes the Patriots wanting to run a little bit. Wilson to Armani Franklin for three. And I'm telling you, he's the best guard in the state in Class 3A. You can say what you want to. He hits another, and that's the biggest lead of the game for the Patriots at 14. And they just absolutely took it away from T.D. Smith. Aaron Martin will go down and jam it home. And it's now starting to get away from the Tigers. And, you know, it's really starting to get kind of frustrating at some of the really – it reminds me of the old Arkansas. You don't remember this. You're not old enough. Back with when Arkansas, the old 40 minutes of hell, they were going to bump you. They were going to foul you. They were going to swipe at you, double you up. And if the referees called it, fine. If they didn't, and the referees usually called about a third of it, and that's kind of what's happened here tonight.
And that's being generous.
Fairman with a drive. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Wanting to go back up. He does, and it's in. And that's over the biggest man on the floor, Malachi Robinson. That's a big bucket for Childersburg as it cuts the lead to 12. T.D. Smith about to go back in. Here's Donovan Wilson. Went all the way down and up and under a guy and put it in. And midfield's starting to find their stride a little bit offensively, but it helps when you got a guy like Armani Franklin to hit them threes. Chillsburg gets the rebound scoop. You got to go up with that. He does. Can't get it to go. That's an over the back on Robinson. That's a good job by Brandon Calhoun.
And that's got to be four on him.
Yeah, I think it is his fourth. They'll leave him on the floor. With 5 minutes to go in the game, midfield has stretched this thing out to 14 points. And somebody's wanting a timeout, and we need to take one too. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Your dream home is closer than you think. Atkinson Homes offers the best in energy-efficient homes with options from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Choose from 3, 4, or 5 bedrooms, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Atkinson Homes handles everything, from delivery and setup to air and heat pump installation. Financing is available for home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home together. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
It'll be Childersburg basketball underneath their own bucket with 5:03 to go in the game, trailing by 14. Calhoun's got to get it in, and they almost throw it away, and they do. That's going to be a foul on T.D. Smith trying to retrieve the basketball. Boy, this has not been a kind fourth quarter so far, KJ. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in 3 minutes of play, and we've only gotten 2 points.
Yeah, in this half, we've only gotten 8. It was 22-21 at halftime.
Yep.
And it's now 21. It's now 43-29. So
that's good defense that time by Devin Williams. And Aaron Martin has just been absolutely frustrated tonight. He's the one that Devin took it away from, and then he committed a foul on Tay Fairman. And we got to be close to be shooting free throw. Well, maybe not in this quarter. I know in the third quarter we were. And I tell you, Sellers is going to replace Martin in the lineup. Martin's just been absolutely frustrated tonight.
Now look at the midfield lineup. If there's a chance to get back in the game, you got to make a run now. This is a small midfield lineup.
And there's a good way to do it right there. Nobody can stay with Devontae Fairman. He spins in the lane, gets the bucket, and the foul is going to go against Donovan Wilson. So here's a chance for a three-point play, cutting the lead to 12 and a chance to get it to 11. Tay can't get the three-pointer to go on the free throw. 4:40 to go in the game, 43-31 midfield. It is a low scoring ball. Marmani Franklin just continues to whittle his way through our defense and push, and he gets away with a lot of hand pushes, and that foul's going to go against Brandon Calhoun.
He likes doing the James Harden hook, too, and it's legal, but I can't stand it for modern basketball. He even did it a while ago. As you saw earlier, Tate Russ got drugged to the floor. Just a simple box out. He takes his arm and hooks to create contact, which is introduced by James Harden. And now a lot of guys that can shoot free throws good are being instructed to do that because the refs don't call it an offensive foul, and they get easy free throws out of it.
Well, he's one of two from the free throw line. That's going to be a foul on – that may be it. No, that's more in there right now. He's going to have a foul for midfield, so it's going to be Chillsburg basketball. Now, let me say this about Armani Franklin. KJ, he was a freshman on their state championship team. He's a senior now. He's been through the battles. He's one of the best guards in this state, really in any classification. He just knows how to play the game. But you're right. He gets away with a lot of things. And you're going to have to understand, a lot of people are going to have to understand, that Birmingham basketball is officiated totally different than the way it is here. And we can't hit a free throw now. We've been very good for the last six, seven games from the charity stripe, but T.D. Smith can't get it to go, and the lead stays at 13 for midfield with 4:31 to go. Second free throw, and it's no good. Man, so that's 3 points in the last minute and a half from the charity stripe that we could have used. Here's Armani Franklin. He'll give it to Sellers. Sellers will pull up, nobody guarding him, in and out, no good. And Chillsburg with a rebound. And midfield kind of backs off now. Here they come up in their trap, and they steal it away. We weren't ready for it. Here's a layup going to be put up and in by Moore. And that's the biggest lead of the game now, 15 for the Patriots with a half quarter to go. Their pressure has really bothered us tonight, son.
Yeah, especially in the second half. There's been a lot of times where we've had a hard time just getting it into the rhythm of our offense. And there's another.
Yeah, that's a turnover as Brandon Calhoun lost it on the way up thanks to a hand check. They go down the other end. Sellers hits an up and under shot and gets fouled. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't know what the final score of this game is going to be, but it's not going to indicate it how well Chillsburg played for three quarters.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate when you have games like that. And yeah, I think that Childersburg did take a step in the right direction tonight, though.
Yep, that one's going to go out of bounds off of
Childersburg.
Yep, 3:35 to go in the game, 17-point lead now for midfield, and it looks like Childersburg's unblemished area record is going to take a hit tonight. Here's another shot being put up and missed by Wilson, and Brandon Calhoun with a rebound, and they're pressuring us on when we get a rebound. Somebody's got to be open at the other end if they're trapping full court. Here's TD, and that's going to be a bump, and that's going to be against Vincent Burrell. But I'm going to be honest with you. If we can't hit free throws, it doesn't do any good.
Nope. I think we missed five free throws tonight, three in the last little bit, and, you know, it wouldn't make it a victorious contest for us, but it'd be 12 instead of 17.
Well, as TD hits his first, we've been a good free throw shooting team all year, and we picked the worst night of the year to come up short on a bunch of them, and TD gets that one. He's one of three in the last 30 seconds. Make it 1-4. Short arm that one. 48-32 with 3:15 to go in the game. Armani Franklin working against Calhoun. Tries to push off, and good defense by Childersburg. Let's see if midfield backs it out and runs a little clock. They'll send it inside. Should have been an over-the-back foul on Calhoun, but we got away with it. Franklin working against Tay Fairman. I tell you what, you're not going to run by him as he tries, and he just can't shake him. And you're going to get a reach-in foul, on T.D. Smith. Nope, it's going to be against Fairman. And
I'm sorry. How do you make that call from the baseline underneath the basket, and all Tay was doing was denying him ball? He committed zero infractions right there. There was not a reach, didn't bump him with contact, and they're up by 16, so I'm not sure what that's going to do anyway.
I think they're trying to count fouls to see if we're over the limit. But here's the thing with me. I'm okay with that call on a hand check against Fairman if you'll give me the call of hand pushing on their guards when making moves to the goal and bumps.
And their bigs, when I've noticed earlier in the game, their bigs that are guarding the screener, they'll actually, when the guys go into screen, they'll grab arms. And a lot of times the refs don't notice that with the guy that's about to screen before he screens. They just start grabbing, and you're not supposed to be able to do that.
Well, no free throws on the play. They get it into Sellers with 2:40 to go in the game. He'll go to the free throw line and give it to Moore. Moore pushed. Oh, my goodness. And they finally call it. Billy Paul Williams blew his whistle from the other side of the floor. And this has been going on all night. And they finally get an offensive pushing foul with that left hand. And Coach Courtney Jones can't believe it. But to be honest with you, that's not called most times in Birmingham basketball. I'm sorry.
And it's a foul call.
And now they're going to turn around and call an offensive charge on Tay Fairman, and that may have been a good call. 2:22 to go in the game. There's a lot of whistles now that should have been happening in the first half.
Yep. Isn't it funny how it's usually how it goes?
Yep. Here's Sellers. He'll go down, lay it up and in. They beat our press. And it's up to an 18-point lead now with 2:11 to go in the game. Here's Seneca Sheely. He's been quiet. They've been doing a good job on him since the first quarter of this game. You got to give them credit. They're just as good a defensive team as we are, and there's almost another steal, but finally going to call a holding foul on Vincent Burrell, and I'm telling you, here comes Tay Truss to check into the game. I think he'll get Devin Williams after this free throw by Brandon Calhoun. 1:51 to go, 50-32. And KJ, as we mentioned a moment ago, this score is not going to be any indication of what midfield is going to feel like getting out of here with a win.
Yeah, no doubt. It's Childersburg, especially defensively through three quarters, it doesn't look that good now, but it was a really promising effort, and it's just unfortunate the way that this game was called going into the fourth, and then just now Childersburg has been unable to make shots. Give midfield credit, their press did heat up, but
Well,
there's not really a lot of other great things that you can say. The defense was great. Offense not great in the second half.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If you bring a second-ranked midfield team in Class 3A in here and hold them to 50 points right now with a 1:50 to go, I think our defense has been good all night.
It has.
We just couldn't put the ball in the bucket in the second half. And you got to give midfield a lot of credit for that, too.
Yeah, they played very good defense. They played really good full court defense, especially on the guards and bringing the ball up the court.
Well, and think about it. How many shots has Seneca Sheely gotten away in the second half?
Not many.
TD has got it in the front court. He should have shot that three ball and didn't. Fairman's got it. He's going to go up from 8 feet, no good. And it's pulled down by midfield. Here comes Sellers with it, and he's going to go to the goal, kick it out. Three-pointer put up, no good by midfield. That should have been an over-the-back call on Burrell. They don't get it. And tipped around, and Armani Franklin's got it, and he knows what to do with it. He'll pull it out and run a little clock and try to salt this thing away with a minute 12 to go and midfield up by 18, and that's going to be a timeout call by Coach Courtney Jones. I think we'll take our last timeout with him. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Welcome back to Childersburg High School, 50-32. Midfield with the lead. They'll go down. Nice block by Duke Fairman on Vincent that time. And this harassing defense for midfield is still employed. Jalen Smith has checked in for Coach Courtney Jones. Under a minute to go now. Seneca Shealy will get a look at a three. It's no good. And that man I just mentioned, actually that's Clarence Woods, a sophomore, going to come in and get some play time, gets the rebound, and he's working against Tay Fairman, tries to go down. His shot was blocked. Nice job by Tay Truss. Here comes Seneca Shealy with it with 30 seconds to go in the contest. He tries to get in the lane, does. He's hit. No call, laying on his back, gets his own rebound, gives it up. And Tay Truss has got it. He's wanting to go. Find Seneca Shealy for three. Good. We needed more of that about 10 minutes ago.
And that was a good, really good pass by Tay Truss. Zipping it through the zone. And you said really could have used that earlier. It looks like 50-35 will be your final.
Midfield will soft it away, and they'll go 1-0 in the area. Childersburg goes to 2-1. We'll be back. Midfield wins it by 15. We'll be back with the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show when we come back, and you're listening to it right here on Kicks 100.3.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, STAR has the solution. STAR Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Childersburg High School, 50-35. Midfield wins it, but KJ, a 15-point victory. I can tell you one thing, the Patriot guys, they really know they were in a battle tonight.
Yeah, they were tested for four quarters. Really good basketball given by Childersburg's defense. I'd like to say that Seneca Shealy and Devontae Fairman really played well tonight, really played hard for four quarters of basketball, didn't rest much, and were asked to check some really good athletic midfield guards. I thought the officiating in the especially quarters two through three was really, really a dismay and kind of put Childersburg in a tough position. But the length, the press, the pressure of midfield in the second half was too much for Childersburg to overcome. I think offensively, just got to get back to the drawing board and work on press break and work on boxing out, because other than that, that's really the only two areas that Childersburg badly underperformed in tonight, and free throws.
50-35. Chillsburg losing to Midfield. And KJ, for about three quarters, I was thinking tonight's the night. Tonight's the night when it's going to happen. But, you know, it's just like what you said, even though the game was not refereed the way that we felt like it probably could have been an advantage to Midfield, you got to give Midfield and their coaching staff a lot of credit. When they went in there at halftime, they made some good adjustments.
Yeah, I think they're a good basketball team, but no surprise there. They usually are, and it'll be another competitive region this year for Chillersburg.
No doubt about it. Well, that's going to do it for us. And, of course, we hopefully will be back next week with another exciting Chillersburg Tiger basketball game on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. That'll do it. 50-35, Midfield wins it. You're listening to it right here on Kicks 100.3. Happy New Year, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.